Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Can you believe in 3 days is Father's Day? How can you or will you honor your father? Or how will we honor our father or fathers? Well, first of all, what is a father, or what kind of father are we talking about? We have the Heavenly Father. We have a biological father. We have a bonus or a stepfather. I prefer bonus because step has kind of like a negative connotation. We have a grandfather. Some of us have one, some of us two, and some of us have three. I was blessed with three grandmothers and grandfathers. One, of course, was a bonus, and two of them were biological. And it was totally, totally awesome. So I know for a fact how important it is to celebrate everybody. And we just had Mother's Day last month, so I celebrated my bonus mom, because my biological mom had passed ages ago. I was only 10 months old when she passed. So I've been blessed with a bonus mom for 64 years. And that is so totally amazing. Yeah, my dad remarried when I was two. And I go, oh, man, this is so awesome. So I'm going to be going to visit my mom, my bonus mom, in less than 2 weeks and go celebrate her 89th birthday with her. So these are all things, you know, family is so important, whether we realize it or not. So what can we do to honor our father or fathers? I personally like giving something personal, you know, like a homemade card, other homemade presents, maybe a coffee mug or something that I decorated by myself, or, you know, something to put a hot plate on it, or a tool and I engraved something to it. Whatever it is, it's just as long as it's something that I know. That was when my dad lived, I did those things for him. With my husband, I do it for our daughter's sake, though she is an adult, but sometimes she doesn't think about those things because she has a different way of thinking about life than we do. But I usually do something homemade, you know, either I bake something for him, or I ask for, you know, going somewhere and go for a little walk, or just something to spend some quality time together, which is the next one. Telling and showing our father that we love him is so important. And actually, I've been posting little projects, cards, arts and crafts on my Facebook page for the last 13 days to give you some ideas of small things to do with your little ones or bigger ones, and to give you ideas on where to find some more ideas so you can actually do something that is made with your hands, used your brain to make it, and is totally authentic. So your dad or your father will love it even more than something store-bought. My dad was like that. He did not like anything store-bought. I remember I even made wallets out of leather, and I had a specific string to pull through the hole so I could stitch it together and make a wallet with it. He loved it. I think he had it still till the day he died. I don't know where it is now because that's been a few years ago, and I don't live in the same country anymore. So I just tell you, I know that homemade things are so important. Another thing is, you know, I would like to challenge you to write a little poem that has the letters Father, F-A-T-H-E-R, at the front, and you find a word behind each one. And I'm going to make this as a little contest. So the people who turn in their poems, either, well, preferably to my email address that I have there, that which is dythomson@gmail.com. That'd be awesome. And then I will have a few people look at the poems and rate them. And the top three will get a gift certificate. I just want to make this a little bit more interactive because this is an important day, just as important as Mother's Day, just as important as some of the other holidays. Let's honor our fathers. So I told you about that. Then I put in a link, which is from Bing, with a whole bunch of poems. However, I was not able to hyperlink it. So you will have to copy and paste it into your browser. Having a positive mindset, being grateful, appreciative, loving, recognizing the effort put forth by your dad, and what a great person he is in most cases. Let's go from there. Don't take him for granted. What if he is sick, injured, or he passed away? What then? Can you still honor him? Yes, you can, by keeping the good memories alive in your heart. But it's not always easy. So, wow, this transcript looks a little bit funny here. So anyway, if you can participate, and as I said, send me, where is this? Do you know what? It looks like it has deleted some of my info. That is weird. Okay. So, yeah, you can just, you know, write your own poem with... And I wrote it out here in the transcript. If you listen to it, you can see it. And I put F-A-T-H-E-R. And so for F, you put a word behind, for example, fully. And then A, attentive. T, two. H, health. E, empowerment. And R, respect. I mean, something like that, you know, just make it more fun, though. I just came out with words just to give you an idea. Oh, yeah, and then it gives it below that you have till July 10th to turn in your homemade poem to me, to the dythomson@gmail.com. And then I will get probably three people who will read all the poems and tell me which ones they think are the three top ones. And those will get a gift card from me. I will get in touch with you when you send it in. Make sure I have your email information and maybe phone and name and something so I can actually send you the information and go from there. And that's going to be fun and a little bit more interactive. So July 10th is the cutoff. I'm giving you enough time because I'm going out of country for just a week at the end of June for mom's birthday and my niece's wedding. And so I don't want to deal with anything during that time because it's going to be family time. And during that time, I will honor and respect and love my family that I don't see too often. Usually once every 5 years. This time it's 2 years because we were there in September of 2017. So to give you a little bit more info on Father's Day, I have two poems that I want to read to you right now. Just to, you know, show you how easy it is to actually think about positive things, how we can honor and celebrate our dads. The first one says, to my dad, you are my dad who is loving and kind. You often know what I have on my mind. You listen, suggest, and sometimes defend. My dad, you are one of my very best friends. You are proud of my triumphs, and when I need you most, you are helpful and strong, but my dad, you don't boast. In all that you do, dad, love plays a part. There's always a place for you in my heart. And as each year passes, I'm even more glad, more grateful and proud just to call you my dad. Happy Father's Day, love, and then the name. So that's pretty easy and fun. And that poem is also on the link that I gave you that I could not hyperlink. Or the other one that I really also like, it's got an amazing background picture with the sky and the ocean, and you can see that it's alive. It says Fathers by Alicia Anderson. Fathers are the strength of the family to bond us and hold us together. Always there to mediate the household, a determined mentor we look to lead all together. He's the bodyguard that protects us and gives us comfort from all harm. He constantly offers compassion, always offering up his arm to stand behind us endlessly, though at times in darkness we tend to fall. He's always there to guide us to the light for us to follow from his call. With years to come, day by day, we grow from the nest we grew in hopes to become something great. For I hope to someday be like you. A father's love is never ending, always there with a heart pure of gold. I love you, Dad, forever. I know you'll always be my stronghold. Happy Father's Day. And then she said, love, Alicia Anderson. So those are two of the many, many poems that I found, and I just enjoyed those so much that I felt I wanted to share them with you. Now, if you don't want to do it, if you want to write your own poem in one of those styles, that's fine too. I just said the shortest version is write a word for each letter of the word father. So the choice is yours. As I said, you can write them longer. The shortest one is with those six adjectives or nouns or whatever you want to use to write it. Or as I said, you can do things. You can even illustrate it if you want to, since you're emailing it to me and I can see it and print them out. And maybe that way we could make and create a Father's Day book that I could even publish afterwards with your name, give you credit for it, you know? So that'd be pretty awesome, because quite often we don't find what we want, the things in one place. And if we do it together as teamwork, that'd be so awesome, because we could definitely share a lot of wisdom, fun and joy and love and happiness and all these wonderful attributes and just go from there. So let's honor our fathers. Let's treat them with respect. Let's do whatever we can to honor them and to treasure them and to be there with them at all times. So anyway, I would like to ask who all is in to write a poem. If you get a gift card, great. If you don't get a gift card, you will still get a thank you note. And if you agree that we can publish it, I will create a book with it and publish it. And then each poem has the author's name underneath. So it's a compilation that I will make from all the Father's Day poems that I'm getting in from this show. Just make sure you put in the subject line in the email that is from Blog Talk Radio, BTR, and then Father's Day poem. And then I know what it is and I can get it out of the spam folder, because first messages always end up in spam. Anyway, that's it for the short lesson today, for the short episode. I hope I was able to give you some ideas on what to do in 3 days to celebrate your dad or your children's dads or your own grand or your granddads or whatever. Just make the best out of it. And I wish you a happy, healthy, an empowered week. And I'll talk to you next week again. Take care and enjoy.